Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our mission is to be available to visitors, to inspire them, get them to fall in love with nature and with our animals. And so we couldn't be more excited, you know, to have an opening again. It's been a long time.
That is Steve Montefiore, the director of the National Zoo Conservation Biology Institute. The National Zoo opened again in Washington. We're going to talk travel. I just heard that commercial from John. Our community of focus next week is St. John, Indiana. And I got to thinking that St. John, Indiana was the place where Chicago back in the day used to get its ice during the summers, but that's not true. I looked at a map. St. John, just south of St. John, is Cedar Lake, Indiana, and I think that's where. I'll have to look it up, but I think in Cedar Lake, they would carve up Cedar Lake during the winter and then store it in ice houses and keep Chicago cool during the summer. That's a story for a different day. Janine Tornatore, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Janine is the Outside Insider, focusing on travel. Check out theoutsideinsider.com. Boy, you know, I own a travel company. I can't wait to start bringing groups back to Europe. It will have been 2 years by the time I get back. And as so many people, not just with me, but I mean, just in general, we are all just burning to travel. Are you feeling that too?
Absolutely. And I think if you look at what the travel industry is experiencing right now as we head into the summer season, everyone is going to be traveling in some form or the other. We're seeing airfare prices on the rise, gas prices, maybe for a little bit of a different reason. Hotel occupancies are booking up in hot spots. So it's definitely going to be a big, big summer travel season.
It's nice to watch TV this week and see ads for, Illinois is running tourism ads. I saw one for Tennessee. We're running some spots for places to go in Indiana. Europe is opening up. It's just nice. You kind of forget that you haven't seen those things on TV until you see them again.
You do. In fact, right before I hopped on this call with you, I literally got an email, one of my United airline emails, that says, we're ready to take you back to Europe. So, absolutely. I think it's giving everybody, a feeling of what was on my bucket list, and going back to those right. places we've all wanted to go.
So if there's going to be great travel this summer, does that mean that we need to act fast to book places, that we're going to run out of spots to stay? Or, I mean, I would imagine there's still going to be a sizable part of the population that's going to be pretty slow to go.
Yeah, I think, I think it's going to be... I do think, yes, if you want to go somewhere, especially to, the popular places, places like Orlando, all the national parks are still going to be really big. In fact, if you're going to any of these big national parks, the more popular ones out west, you're really actually kind of behind the game. Those campgrounds, those lodges, a lot of them, as soon as they go online, they get booked up, even on a normal year. But, there are still options for people that want to get away and they don't want to go where all the crowds are. I was talking to someone today about, places that are actually in their off season during the summer, which you don't really think about, places like Scottsdale, Arizona. They actually run a big, 60% off summer promotion because their occupancy rates are low in their hotels. You can stay in these amazing resorts for less than $100 a night.
Wow.
So if you kind of know where to go, it's really kind of, I like to say, thinking like a contrarian. So wherever everybody else is going, you kind of go the opposite.
Yeah. And what's the deal with, we can't go to Canada yet, right?
So they're okay. Still on a little bit tighter restrictions. But hopefully that will be changing soon. I think, interestingly, when we look at what the airline trends are, the airlines in the last month have been adding more and more routes back in, hundreds of routes that they had to take off their schedules. That they're even adding larger aircraft and new routes to places like the Caribbean and Latin America, because those are supposed to be big. But also, like a lot of these smaller towns, like in Colorado, they've added brand new direct routes to Aspen, Crested Butte, in Wyoming, Jackson Hole, because they're just trying to meet the demand of people going to these destinations this summer.
Isn't there science behind the fact that travel sort of, or planning travel or thinking of travel, brings you joy?
It does. In fact, the U.S. Travel Association earlier this year did a survey, and I think it was a large percentage. Over 90% of people that just had a trip planned sometime in the future experienced more joy and less stress in their lives.
And, I love that.
I think the closer you get to that trip, the more joy and less stress you have.
Yeah, especially if you're like my wife and you pack 6 weeks in advance, then like 5 weeks out, you're all set. You're ready to go.
You got to have something to look forward to, right?
I was reading one of the columns you wrote, and you were talking about the fact that all inclusives are really growing in popularity. We've done that in Mexico a few times, but nowhere else. I mean, are there a number of places where you can do that?
Yeah, I mean, the bigger popular destinations for all-inclusives are Mexico and the Caribbean. I mean, that's where you're going to find the majority of these all-inclusive type properties. But, I mean, even Marriott, for example, speaking of a big brand, just got into the all-inclusive game with these Royalton properties, and they're now Marriott-owned. So you're starting to definitely see some of the bigger players in the industry really kind of getting into that space. You don't see a lot of all-inclusives here in the continental U.S., but for people that are kind of looking for those, you know, I think the reason I think it's going to be big is a lot of families are looking to get back together, and those multi-gen trips, I think, are going to come back in a big way because people haven't seen their grandparents and all spent time together. So those just make for really easy options for big families and big groups that want to kind of find a way to get back together and plan and budget in a simple way.
We sneaked away to, you know, I'm in Chicago. They would have different cities or states rather that you could go to or could not go to, or if you came back, you had to quarantine and things like that. And there was a window where you could go to Puerto Rico without having to come back and quarantine. I'd never been to Puerto Rico. We stayed in a Marriott there. It was lovely. We didn't go too far outside of San Juan, but the people there were fantastic. The food was fantastic. It was a great getaway. It was a longer flight than I expected.
Yeah, actually, Puerto Rico is a little bit farther. I think a lot of people look to when they want the quick flights, like from Florida, Bahamas is a really popular option because it's, you know, an hour flight from Miami. But I think certainly a lot of people are going to be looking back to those Caribbean destinations and also those more kind of luxury resorts. A lot of people, I think, in this last year, they were like, you know, going to the, you know, wide open spaces and the outdoors, maybe trying something new, renting the RV. But I think now that everything's open back up, people are like, I want a little bit of that luxury.
I want to be pampered. Right.
Yep.
You were talking about spots that filled up quickly. I have a cousin who bought an RV last year. So he was driving around all through last summer and winter, and it was almost impossible to find a spot. Or you'd have to book, like, the idea of this whimsical trip where you just drove where the wind took you, it was not possible because you had to reserve parking spots or camping spots months and months in advance.
Yeah, and that's partly because of, I think we're going to continue to see that because of high demand, but also a lot of one thing people need to consider going into this summer is a lot of those protocols that were put in place, like having to have reservations, because, you know, you used to be able to go to campgrounds and, you know, find a spot and not need reservations. But with the start of the pandemic, all basically campgrounds, RV campgrounds, all required reservations, as well as attractions, theme parks, as we know. And most of those are, you know, you're still seeing that as we go into this summer. A lot of them still have capacity limits in place, at least for the time being. So if you are thinking of heading, you know, anywhere, make sure you think about before you go, what do I want to do? And do I need reservations for that in advance?
That's Janine Tornatore, the Outside Insider. The name of the website, theoutsideinsider.com. Thanks, Janine. I hope we can talk again.
Yeah, would love to.
You're listening.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. The afternoon news here in 720. When we come back after the news, it's going to be hot news or not news, a chance for you to win a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers and also a vintage WGN t-shirt. So if you want to get in the queue to play, 312-981-7200 is the number. Give us a call now, and we'll have at it after the news. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in just a couple of minutes.
WGN.